Becker's in town, and he's a qualifier, is into the fourth round as he sends Andre Agassi into retirement on his 27th ace.
4 years ago on this date, tennis player Andre Agassi announced his retirement. He retired after his last match at the U.S. Open, which he lost to Benjamin Becker. At the end of the match, Agassi said an emotional goodbye to the game and to the roughly 23,000 people who had packed the stadium to see him play for the last time. The professional tennis player was born on April 29, 1970, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Agassi first burst on the tennis scene in 1986. He turned heads and raised eyebrows with his wild hair and bright clothing, but it was his impressive serve that really wowed tennis fans. He won his first Grand Slam title in 1992 at Wimbledon. After his Wimbledon win, Agassi had several more Grand Slam victories in the early 1990s. He took the top spot at the U.S. Open in 1994. He was victorious at the Australian Open in 1995. That same year, he stood at the top of the rankings. After a career slump in 1997, the once rebellious Agassi got serious and rededicated himself to the game. He trained hard and made an impressive comeback. In 1999, he won the French Open and the U.S. Open. He continued his winning streak at the Australian Open in 2000, 2001, and 2003. In his post-professional life, Agassi continues with his philanthropic work. He created the Andre Agassi Charitable Foundation in 1994, which provides at-risk children in Southern Nevada with educational opportunities and recreational activities. Agassi has been married to fellow tennis great Steffi Graf since 2001, and the couple has two children.
The rest applauding. And now his four-year-old son and two-year-old daughter will have daddy at home and a new puppy with it.
The North Little Rock School District finally desegregated on this date in 1964 when 8 African American students were admitted to the all-white Clendenin and Riverside Elementary Schools. A group of 6 black students known as the Little Rock Six had attempted to desegregate the district on September 9, 1957, when they arrived for the first day of the school year at North Little Rock High School. A group of students blocked the school's entrance, and a crowd of more than 200 had gathered by noon. The students did not attempt again to attend the school and enrolled instead in the black Scipio Jones High School.
Ac reverendissimum dominum, dominum albinum, sancte Romane Ecclesiae cardinalem Luciani.
Pope John Paul I was installed as the 264th pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church on this date in 1978. Pope John Paul I died 25 days later, making his reign among the shortest in papal history. He is often remembered as the Smiling Pope. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ioannis Pauli I.